Hello.
Hi, David. Good morning. It's Nadine Medina. How are you?
Good.
I was returning your call.
Yes, ma'am. I'm having this issue with Google, and they won't quit taking this money out of my bank account. And I don't know who to contact or how to get this stopped.
On the Google Ads, you're saying?
Yeah, I've had Google Ads in the past, and
I
always had a representative to help me, and then they quit calling me because of somebody in their offices up there. So they're continually pulling all this money out of my bank account, and I want it stopped, and I don't know who to get hold of.
Let me see if someone in our client support might have a number. Yeah, because we don't want them to keep taking money out of your account since we're handling it.
This month. Yeah, they
Jesus.
$500 out of my bank account again, and I'm sick
Lord.
Of it.
Okay.
They've been
Let
doing
me...
this for months. For months they've been doing this. I've been trying to get it stopped.
Yeah, I remember we had talked about that. So I'm sending a message to our client support team to see if maybe they have a number that you can go ahead and call them to let them know to stop taking the money out and put it back because you don't have a way of,
I've sent emails. I've called phone numbers. I've left detailed messages everywhere. Nobody cares.
Now, when you go into your, when you had originally started your Google Ads, remember? And was there an option when you were able to log in to even remove your card?
I don't know where I would go to do that.
Okay. I'm going to see if one of our reps can help get you in there or get a number so that you can put the stop payment on that. You know what I mean?
I don't think anybody's going to answer any phone calls. So.
Okay. They might have a way around it. Maybe there's, because we're a Google Premier channel partner, maybe there's another way that they can get in contact with someone. So this way we can at least get a number for you so you can speak to someone from there to get it to stop.
Yeah.
Right.
I was hoping I was already had this stop, but they got me again
for
another problem. So.
Oh my Lord.
That's happened twice now. So I need to get it stopped.
Yeah. I'm definitely getting a message over so that way one of our reps can help you and maybe better assist you with that so we can get that stopped. Cause that's a lot of money. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's ridiculous cause they're not even doing their job.
Yeah. And it's like, Yeah, and it's like, hello, can someone contact me? What if there was an issue, you know?
For a year, probably, I haven't talked to anybody.
Oh, wow.
They used to call me, every quarter. I constantly would have a new rep.
Uh-huh.
And now there's nobody. For months and months and months. I'm talking thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's a lot of money. Okay.
Yeah,
I sent out a message. $500 is a lot. And then especially if you haven't talked to anybody in a year, quit taking my money out then. You know?
I don't know what else to do. I'm about ready to call my bank and tell them to stop it. But I don't know how to do that either.
Well, I'll tell you. Typically what you do is you call the bank. And what you do is you let them know, listen, Google Ads, you're going to tell them that there's a charge, right, of $500. You've been trying to contact them to stop it, and there's no one to get in touch with. And you can let them know because we've taken over. You can tell them, Local Splash has taken over doing my account, but I've tried to stop the Google Ads that I was running previously, and they can see the history, right? And you just tell them, look, I can't authorize this payment anymore, and I keep trying to stop it, and there's no way for me to get in touch with Google directly. That would be the worst, that would be your last, worst case scenario. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know who you bank with, but typically banks are pretty good about that. What I'm doing though is I'm reaching out and I put in a message to our client support team to see if someone can call you and help you figure out how we can walk you through maybe on how to go in there and stop it on your own. Okay.
I'm going to call my bank also, but they're probably going to tell me I'm going to have to get something from Google to stop it, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if they've got my debit card or if they've got my routing number. But either way, I'm not getting a new debit card because that thing's, the debit card pays a lot of my bills monthly, and I don't want to have to get a new number.
Well, yeah, that's
a big mess for me.
And I'll tell you, David, I had to do that one time because I had this one place, and I had specifically told them, like, no more payments. Like, that's it. Mm-hmm. And they still dinged my account. So I banked with Wells Fargo at the time, and I called them, and I said, listen, I didn't authorize this, and I'm going to court, and it was already, letters were sent to them, and they said, not a problem, and they put the money back. They said, well, you're going to need to change your debit card, and I'm like, ugh. So, yeah. I mean, they put the money back on my card. The only thing that I was so upset about is because, like you, I had all my payments, you know, on automatic payments.
I had to go
through every account and update everything with a new number. And that was the biggest pain. But needless to say, I mean, so I went ahead and sent out the message to our customer service for someone to reach out to you to see if they can better assist you with getting that stopped on the Google Ads, or if they have a number that maybe we can provide you with, so that way you can reach out to them. And I'm putting in here, you know, the Google Ads, you've been trying to stop them. There's no way of you. You've tried different phone numbers. You've tried emailing. No one from Google has even responded to you, and they just dinged your account again, $500.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's ridiculous. So see what you can do for me. Let me see if I can call you back and let me know something.
I will.
Leave me a message if I don't answer.
Yes, right. I'll put that in the notes. All right, my dear, you have a good day. Okay.